Good evening and welcome to Spirit Radio. I am your host, Willie Hassel. Along with my co-host, Lynn Nickerson, we will take you on a journey into the unknown where the paranormal becomes the normal, a journey to a world cloaked in darkness where reality becomes a thin veil. So sit back, relax, and join us as we venture into the shadows, the darkness, the unknown, and back. Hey, good evening, everybody. Welcome to Spirit Radio, the paranormal experience. I'm Willie Hassel, along with the lovely, the mystical, the mysterious, Lynn Nickerson. Hey, is that you over there?
Hey, it's been a while, hasn't it?
It's been so long since I've seen you.
Yeah, you've changed.
I have. I got shorter.
You got 3 weeks older, too.
No, I didn't. That's only an illusion.
Just 3 weeks, though, really. So, the true question is, how are you tonight with considering all your surgical problems?
Hey, you know, considering that I've been rebuilt once again, I'm doing pretty darn good.
Good.
I'm getting there. It's, you know.
You're walking of your own accord?
I'm walking with my own accordion and my bass player and the whole crew.
And you got rid of your walker and your wheelchair?
I did. Got rid of my walker, my wheelchair. All
miraculous.
This left now is just my cane. But that's not going to last, well, maybe a couple, 3 more weeks. I don't know.
Well, you need your little help.
A little help? I need a lot of help.
No. Then that would indicate that you're old. We both know you're not old.
I didn't say anything about old. I just said help. I need help.
I'm qualifying it for our audience, though, Willie.
All right. Okay. Hey.
Well, glad you're doing better.
So am I. Thank you. Tonight on Spirit Radio, the paranormal experience, it is our pleasure to welcome once again to this show, Betty Lipton.
Hi.
Betty comes from a long line of psychics and has been using her abilities since the age of 10. Later, as a young woman, she was doing readings in New York City. Betty uses her ability to see into people's souls, what she calls her inner visions, as a way to help others. She is nationally recognized and been featured in the top 100 psychics in America. She has appeared on several radio and TV shows, and this is her fourth appearance here on Spirit Radio. And we are very happy once again to welcome her. It's always a pleasure. Good evening, Betty. Welcome to the show.
I love the show. And you guys have such great energy.
Well, good. We love having you on. It's always fun.
It's always nice to have you here. It's always fun.
Oh, good.
And before much ado, I guess we probably shouldn't keep our caller on hold for too long.
Yes, we already do have a caller on the line right now, but anybody else wants to call, it's 603-430-9722. And we have on the line Colleen from Newington, Newmarket. Good evening.
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, Colleen.
Great, how are you?
Good.
Hi, who is this?
Colleen.
My name is Colleen. I've been to see you before, Betty.
Oh, God bless you. So, what's your question for me tonight, dear?
Where is my life headed?
That's a big one.
It is.
Let me see. That's, yeah. Of course, you know you need a bigger, longer reading for that. But I will tell you this, and I've told a couple of people today, I really feel that the tides are turning for women, especially with their love life.
Oh,
so
good.
I do feel very good about the next couple of months, especially for you, that you're going to have someone who's going to be very good to you and treat you with love and respect. So that's very important. Do you have someone now?
I just got out of a 15-year relationship.
Yeah. Well, that's why I'm feeling someone new coming in. At first, I said maybe I shouldn't say anything yet, because until I find out if she's really available. But I do feel there's a nice man coming into your life by April. He was married for a long time, divorced. I mean, maybe she even passed, but he is totally available, great guy, and I promise you he's going to treat you golden, wonderful, okay?
That's exactly what I need.
That's right, honey. And you don't deserve the other crap you went through, right? You know?
No, I do not. Thank you.
Okay, sweetie. God bless. See you soon.
Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, 603-430-9722.
And to thank the caller for calling in, Colleen, thank you. I hope that was something that you were looking for.
Oh, I think she was definitely looking for that.
Yeah.
I usually get what they really need.
Yeah. Because sometimes you want to know, are they looking for a job? Are they looking for love?
That would require definitely a longer reading, I think.
Oh, yeah.
Because we got to try to limit it to some degree because other people would want to.
Sure. But I'm thinking, you know, right first off, how do you know what their issue is? Are they worried about their children? Are they worried about a job? Are they worried about their love life?
You're right. And what happens with me is what comes up is the most important thing at the time. Yep. Even though, of course, they're. Children are very
lots
important
of other
and everything
stuff,
else, but that's what they need to know about.
Yeah, those love string issues are really important.
And then people, you know, especially younger girls, they get so frustrated because they think, well, why didn't he want me completely? And I say to them, you're a young kid. He's probably not ready for a commitment and all that.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, isn't it true? 21, 22, 20, even 30. Some guys are afraid to settle down, especially nowadays. I would say a lot of them like want to wait till they're 32, 35 before they get married.
Yeah, they don't seem to want to embark on that.
I don't know. I think maybe you should wait till you're like 70, 75, something like that.
Then you'd really be sure, wouldn't you, Willie? Well,
so then you would have somebody else's grandchildren. And the work would already be done.
That's right.
I get it.
Well, while we're waiting for our next caller, I had a couple of things I wanted to run by you, and that was some prognostications. This is some suggestions of future events, possible future events. It was put in Globe magazine. Some of them are a little crazy, but I'm going with the ones that are probably a bit more likely.
Were they Nostradamus predictions?
I believe they were. Okay. Yes. In his book of prophecies, 1555, Nostradamus. Okay, so one of them, according to this, one of the predictions is Pope Francis will fall deathly ill and retire. What do you think about that?
According to Nostradamus?
The interpretation of Nostradamus and what he's written.
How
in
old
the
is
prophecies.
He now, do you know? The Pope?
I don't know. I think he's late 70s.
Well, I don't think it's going to happen for a while. Sometimes the timing is off with the prophecies as far as, you know, it could go 5, 10, 15 years, like that type of thing. I do think, yes, he'll probably get sick, but I don't think it's going to be for at least 10 years.
There are a lot of things happening in the Catholic Church right now, and like just the former pope sort of retired and hung up his cross.
Hung up his cross.
So to speak.
God bless us.
Yeah, although Pope Francis seems to be in really good health. Okay, so one of the other issues is Queen Elizabeth. It's been forecast that she will pass away 2 months after turning 93 this April. I think she's in pretty good health myself, but
I don't think it'll happen till she's around 96, 97.
Really?
She's longevity queen.
Yeah, she's really sturdy stock.
Definitely sturdy. Very sturdy.
Okay.
Very British, very sturdy.
How about, go to the next page here.
The biggest thing is the natural disasters and the weather changes that I'm concerned about.
They've mentioned this too, that there will be more California wildfires, and that they will return and destroy Hollywood. Now, there was one wildfire right around Universal Studios that was pretty serious a couple of years back, 2, 3, something like that, years back. And with what happened in Northern California this year, that was pretty serious. So, what do you think about that?
Unfortunately, I think they're still going to be plagued by these wildfires.
Crazy weather.
They're going to have to figure something out that it's going to work faster, you know. I think they will, you know, like some kind of chemical with water or something. You know what I mean? Something that won't be toxic to people, bad, you know.
But
that
to
will
fight
put
the fires
out. Yeah. I think that'll happen. I'm more concerned if you look at, like, the Arctic right now, areas that used to be solid ice, you know, icebergs,
yeah,
are melting. Now regular, just the ocean flowing away. And that's the scary situation because the water's going to be rising and rising and rising. And that was predicted a long time ago, that there was going to be inundation of certain shorelines and so forth, which is happening already, but not to a point where it will be gone. But you know what I mean. So
yesterday there was on the internet news, they're talking about a big chunk of ice breaking off in Antarctica.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
See? And look at this weird weather. Have you ever seen such weird weather in your life? I haven't.
No,
especially
in
February. I haven't. So hot and freezing and wind. The wind the other night was beyond anything. I mean,
yeah,
I was trying to sleep.
It was pretty brutal.
And it was very brutal, especially in Maine. A lot of people lost power. I mean, it was unbelievable. And then on Mount Washington, it was
171. That's a hurricane 5 category, they said.
Really?
Equivalent to. Yeah.
Scary.
171.
Higher than that, isn't it?
Nope, that's exactly what they said. 171 and a hurricane 5.
Well, I think I have. Thank God I had good karma the other day. You could say it was bad karma, but my umbrella broke the day we had that heavy rain.
Yeah.
And it was windy. And I went to open it up, and it broke, and the spoke went right over here on my eye, like right under the brow bone. And if I didn't close my eyes, it could have hit, you know, like my eyeball. So psychically, I'm very happy that I knew to close my eyes really fast before it happened. I was just like,
because
I, you know, because it wasn't working and I knew. But that, yeah, it was scary. But I have good karma because it could have been a lot worse. Right?
Yes.
You got to look at it that way. It
can always
be
worse.
Right?
So. All together now.
Oh, God.
Okay. One of the other prognostications was intelligent life will be discovered on Mars in August. What do you think?
Intelligent life? Not yet. No.
Well, I think we know that there's already intelligent life on Mars.
I believe that there's life. You know, some kind of life with microwave. And I think maybe they live underground, possibly. But I don't know if they're going to really see that. But I think I've been watching this show on TV, Tuesday night, Blue Book.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Project Blue Book. Yeah.
Everybody's talking about that.
That's a good show, right?
Yeah, I like it.
And I say, all this stuff they've hid from the people for all these years, it's amazing.
It's about time we wake up.
And you know what? I thought really there was a lot of sightings in the 60s and the 50s, you know, and
there was
early
a lot
70s,
going on
early
then,
70s.
Yes.
But then my husband, I said, well, it hasn't been that many sightings lately. So my husband said, no, because now you can't see them. That's what he said. They're there, but you can't see them.
You can't see them.
I said, okay.
That's because we're all getting older.
But I definitely believe there's, you know, life on other planets.
Yeah, I do too. I think there are life on several of our planets, believe it or not.
Of course, intelligent life on Mars, isn't that kind of like asking if there's intelligent life in Washington?
That's another story, which I don't know if we should get into.
Yeah, probably not.
Yeah, but no, probably not.
That's supernatural, though, really. It's beyond. What's that show that used to be Beyond something?
There was The Outer Limits.
And something beyond.
I don't remember. How about football will be outlawed because it's too violent? What do you think?
No way.
I don't think so either. I don't think that'll ever happen.
Are you kidding?
Maybe they'll change the rules of the game or something.
No Super Bowl?
No Super Bowl.
That won't happen.
No, I think people would mutiny if that ever happened.
I think it was sad about Kraft.
Kraft
getting, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Getting in trouble with
he should behave himself.
But, you know, he lost his wife. God bless him. I mean, you know.
Yeah, let's just let him go by the wayside.
Yeah, you really think that's news, you know?
Truly, no.
God bless us. He should have just gone to Las Vegas. And at least it was legal.
Truly. And like, what happens in Las Vegas would stay in Las
that's
Vegas.
That's right.
Then
that's
nobody
right.
would know about it,
that's
you know?
That's it. So we should tell the people the phone number again just so that they know.
Yes, please. Area code 603-430-9722 if someone would like to call in and speak with Betty.
Okay.
Now, let me see. How about scientists will invent a working air guitar?
A working air guitar?
A working air guitar. Well, I know. Well, yeah. Stupid.
Will you have to tune it? Or is it already pre-tuned?
I think they just threw that in to make sure if you were paying attention.
Yeah, that could be.
I do think that there's going to be androids within 10 years.
You know, I think there are androids already. I mean,
it probably is. There is androids. But I meant like people can have an android.
Like a robot or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like a pal or whatever.
Yeah, to help you with your housework.
That would be nice.
Yeah. Do your homework.
Artificial intelligence stuff like that. Is really getting quite...
It's getting there, huh?
Really developed and becoming in use. They just, the general public doesn't know about it.
They use them to check nuclear reactors and stuff. They have androids already.
Really?
Yeah. They could do all kinds of stuff, jump, this, that, run, the whole thing.
You're on the inside track, Betty.
I keep checking things.
That's why we like to have her come back. You know?
Heck yeah.
And if anybody does have a question, 603-430-9722. But actually, we do have someone in the studio here who would like to ask Betty a question.
Oh, terrific. Who would that be? Would that be
Jim? Jim is sitting in here with us. You have a question for Betty? Go ahead.
Hi. Hi, Willie. Hi, Lynn.
Hello, Jim. Welcome.
Betty.
Yes, dear.
Can you see an aura around people?
Yours is golden, by the way. Yellow.
Yeah, well,
yellow.
That's my question. If you can see that aura.
I could see it, but you know, a lot of people don't really realize what it means when you see. Basically, you know, we have the seven chakras, seven levels of consciousness experience, and when people are a certain color, they're working off of that particular chakra. And you're yellow, so that's the intellectual. And you're thinking a lot lately. You're trying to figure things out and delve into stuff.
That's true.
But that doesn't mean that you're yellow or around you all the time. You know what I mean? You could be red sometime. Now, that could mean that you feel passionate and you need love and attention.
I don't know about that.
But I think it's more yellow. Well, that's what I mean. I see it's yellow right now. Yeah. Do you do any writing or do you read a lot?
I read a lot.
See, I think in a past life you were a writer.
Oh, thank you.
And maybe you'd want to do that again, but...
No, actually...
You don't feel like it that much now.
No, I'm not the writer in the family.
No, I know, but still, yeah. You have the ability... Because you have collected a lot of information over the years, and you could put together something. Maybe is just your brother here?
It is, yeah.
Maybe you and him could do something together.
He's
like what? Drive together, ride together.
Who's the writer in the family?
Will is.
Yeah, Will is. But you could always give him some information that could help him with a project of some kind, you know, with his writing. Because you have a lot to offer. You don't always think that.
Yeah, well, I offer stuff, but not in writing.
Well, it doesn't have to be in writing. In general, you have a lot to offer the people to make them, guide them and make them feel better and make them think about things more, you know?
Thank you.
Want to question things and learn. You would have been a great teacher.
Thank you.
What did you do for work most of your life?
I was a tractor trailer driver.
Well, you've had a lot of people experience, I'm sure, and you go and talk to people all the time when you could stop and the whole thing.
Oh, yeah. I've collected lots of stories.
Well, we've got another caller, don't we? Please say
yes, we do.
Oh, good.
Anyway, you're a very nice man. Nice to meet you.
Oh, thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Jim. We have Barbara from Portsmouth on the line. Welcome to the show, Barbara.
Hi, Barbara.
Hi, Barbara. How you doing?
I have a question for you.
Yes, dear.
What can you tell me about my health?
Have I ever met you before?
Oh, yes, you have.
We're getting a very strange echo.
Strange echo. That's weird. What do you think that is?
I don't know. I think it's on Barbara's end.
Oh.
Yeah. Do you have your radio on, Barbara?
Yes, I do.
Oh, shut it off, please.
Just for a second, so I can...
Yeah, you can turn it back on afterwards.
Okay.
That's better.
That's better. Now, you've been taking medication on a regular basis for a condition?
Mm-hmm.
And it seems to be curtailing the problem somewhat, at least. But it's not totally healing the situation, right?
Mm-hmm.
Let me think. I think that they may have to reevaluate what's going on and how things are working out, how the medication is affecting you, and how well, you know, you might need to add something onto it. Or you, do they talk about giving you any kind of small surgery of any kind?
Mm-hmm. Not, mm-hmm.
Do you agree on that surgery, or?
Well, I'll have to wait and see.
Well, I'm just saying, I think that this is what's happening. I think they're going to do this surgery, and I think that at least you'll be 70% better. So I think definitely it's worth doing. And you'll be feeling practically 100% by late spring. Okay?
Really?
That's what I'm feeling. So I'm going to say a special prayer for you. And
thank you, Betty. I appreciate that. I'm one of your followers.
Oh, God bless you. And thank you for calling, darling. I'll see you soon. Okay?
And tell Joey hello.
Okay, I will.
Bye now.
Okay, bye.
Thank you for the call, Barbara. And please turn your radio back on now.
That's funny.
All right. Well, thank you, Barbara, for calling in. That was fun.
Well, the thing is, you know, about the medical situation, I'm very good with health, of course. I'll be honest with you. 95% at least I'm on health. So
that's amazing.
But I don't want to become known just for the health thing,
yeah,
of course. But
yeah.
I do well with it.
Yeah, you pick up on
so
that.
So I know that in a past life I was like a doctor, a healer, you know, that type of thing.
Yep, so something like maybe Taylor Caldwell, huh?
Well, Michio Kushi, an Asian doctor who did holistic medicine, mm-hmm. would look at your face and could tell everything what was going on with your
That's
health.
That's amazing.
From your face.
Yep.
Yeah, everything. From your eyes, your nose, everything.
Yep.
So wow. I do that when I look at someone.
Yes, we have on the line Alexis from Portsmouth. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Alexis.
Hi, Alexis.
How are you?
Hi.
How you doing?
I'm good.
So what's your question for me tonight?
Well, I was curious when I'm going to meet my soulmate.
When are you going to meet your soulmate? Let's see. How old are you now?
I'm actually going to be 26 in about a couple days.
Oh, my God.
Oh,
happy
you
birthday.
Passed your time. Oh.
No, she's not past the
time.
Don't
kidding.
Tell her that. She'll have a nervous. She'll be a nervous wreck. No. Let me think. I do feel this is a very good year for a lot of young women, and you're one of them. So I do feel that
awesome.
Finally
That's
it's going to happen. Finally, it's going to happen for you. And by July, you'll be telling everybody this is the guy you're going to marry. Isn't that
awesome.
Good?
That's awesome.
Yay.
Ooh, that's
yeah,
great.
Yeah, I'm getting my heart broken, so.
No. You're going to be good. You'll be fine. Okay, love? Well, God bless
All
and
right.
see you soon. Bye.
Okay, thank you for the call.
Thanks for calling, Alexis.
Yeah. I tell you, everybody wants to meet their soulmate.
Yeah. Guess it's a big love year, huh?
Huh?
A big love year?
It's a big everything year.
Everything's wow. coming to a head.
Oh, my goodness. So many people are so tired from the winter.
Boy, it's, you got, yeah, you,
you
can
see
say that again.
Like a couple of weeks ago, we had a warm day. I think the whole New England was out there standing outside just
yeah,
looking
I know.
At the sky.
Because
they were so tired of the
such
cold.
A deep freeze. And that darn wind.
And everybody, like, how many people do you know went on vacation in the past 2 weeks? A lot of people. Well, because
I don't know.
Of school vacation, you
oh,
know, so
kids,
they
yeah.
could take off and go with their kids.
Yeah.
And, you know, whatever.
Go on vacation.
How have you been doing? Your life is good, Lynn?
Oh, yeah, super. You know. We were going to talk about something in between calls.
I know you want to get away from you.
other than prophecies, you had mentioned, you know, that you had recently gone to a funeral. And what's kind of interesting is I have heard many psychics say that people attend their own funerals, that they want to see who's there, who's come to pay their respects and so forth.
Oh, definitely.
So you must have a little personal information on that. What has been your experience at funerals?
Well, everybody goes to their own funerals, believe me.
I have heard that. People want to sit in and see who shows up.
Well, It's not just so much who shows
that's
up.
It's part of
it. They're part of departing.
It's
by
closure.
Seeing everybody closure before
yes.
they leave.
Yeah.
And, you know, I mean, let's face it, a lot of people, it's hard to let go, but they do.
Yeah.
And they go to a very beautiful heaven, so it's all good, you know. And there are some that are unfortunately are bound to the earth.
I know.
And that's why it's very important to pray for that their souls so that they could go to a good heaven because they get stuck.
Yeah.
Then it's just people just don't want to leave no matter what.
Yeah.
They're very attached.
Somebody had said that those that do get stuck, it really has a lot to do with their belief system, that either they don't believe in something or they believe in purgatory, that they're going to have to stay and sort of purge themselves. So it has a connection with a person's religious beliefs, whether or not they move on. Sometimes they simply can't. They can't forgive themselves. That's another thing.
Well, definitely God would forgive you. So you need to
certainly, but they still...
yourself. Right, right. You're right. Well, it's a good idea to try to make things better before you pass away.
That's a good
it's
point.
It's also I tell people like if you
clean
know,
house
you have hatred
you
for your family and this and that, you need to make amends and this and that and forgive
people
all that stuff because you don't want to carry all that heavy weight. Sometimes that heavy weight can literally.
Yeah, keep
you can't get
bound.
Out of here.
Yeah.
So
we do have another caller, Betty.
Already?
Yes, we do.
Wow,
we have
man.
Sarah from Portsmouth on the line. Welcome to the show.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call.
Hi, Sarah. How are you?
I'm okay.
So what's your question tonight?
Well, I'm coming past a long illness with health, and I think that's clarifying itself. And I've been a spiritual healer. But I have writing and music and design, and it's kind of like I need an outside view of what's the strongest for me and what I should be doing in the world and what part of the world maybe I should be in.
Well, I think there's a strong desire now that you're pretty much well now, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's time for you to go places where you've always wanted to go, and you couldn't go before because of your illness, right?
Yes, right.
So I think I definitely see you traveling. I don't know if I see you staying in one place for a long, long period of time, but I think you'd mm-hmm. go somewhere maybe for 6 months to a year and then go mm-hmm. somewhere else, you know, that type of thing.
Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah.
Now, do you want to work with an organization and then do your creative side of you? Also, like, have two things going on when you go to these different countries, or what do
I've
you think?
I've thought of nonprofit if I should, you know, go back and get a certificate or something because my training was in psychology, but maybe I should, you know, get something that makes me more up to date.
Yeah, well, I'm feeling like, you know, working with that nonprofit also could help you, obviously, give you. Some salary and also pay for your expenses, but I think it would be incredibly rewarding and give you a jump start to be back on track again and get your power back, you know?
Yeah, I think you're right.
I think, you know, it might be a good idea to see a shaman to let go of the old stuff, so to speak, and fulfill, you know, empower you even more. I have
because I have some background of living in that mindset, you know, of the light, of course.
But, yeah.
But
where do you think, what country would you like to go first, do you think?
Well, I was thinking of practicality, just something closer by, like Costa Rica.
I was getting some kind of either Spanish-speaking or Portuguese-speaking area, you know?
Yeah.
That's what I was getting to begin with, right?
Yeah, I wanted to go to Egypt, but it's a little crazy now.
So. A little bit. I mean, you'd be safe if you went, especially over the next year or two, you'd be all right.
Okay.
So that's a thought, right?
That's a thought.
All you have to do is... call me 603-436-2412 and say, Betty, I'm deciding to go.
Say it again slowly, please.
Okay. 603-436-2412. call me or email me at BettyLipton@AOL.com. And I, for free, I'll tell you how everything would go when you go, if you want to go to a different country. Okay?
So that was 436-41...
24. 2412.
2412.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
All right, dear?
Thanks very much, Betty.
I'll help you out. I'm glad you're well.
Yes, thanks.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Thank you for the call.
Thanks.
Okay, you know what? That just about brings up to the bottom of the hour.
Yes. So we're going to take a quick break. And don't anybody go away. We'll be back in just a moment.
Supernatural Magazine, one of the UK's top paranormal magazines, provides support to Spirit Radio, the paranormal experience. It is the magazine's goal to bring every aspect of supernatural news and research from around the world under one roof to create a universal platform for all those interested in the supernatural. More information is available at supernaturalmagazine.com. And you are listening to Spirit Radio, the paranormal experience on the Paranormal UK Radio Network. And now let's go back to our guest tonight in the studio, Betty Lipton. Welcome back, Betty.
Welcome, Betty.
Okay. I'm having a great time like usual.
Oh, this is fun. I have a question for you. How about, I think I know how this process works, but I'm sure a lot of people wonder about the information that you're getting. So how is it that you trust the information you're getting? How can you discern between your own thoughts and what spirit is showing you?
Well, that's why when I read somebody, I do it quickly. Like I'll say, I don't think about it. Like, I don't sit there and analyze what I'm doing.
Good. Okay.
I do what they call a direct contact to the highest self of that particular person. You see what I'm saying?
So you kind of clear your mind? Is that what you do? What's the process?
I tune in. I tune into the inner being. Also, I also tune into what they call the Akashic Records, where everything is written, what's going to happen in the future and stuff like that.
So is it the idea you just kind of tune into that person's aura? Do you get it sometimes?
It's not their aura so much. It's their inner soul, their inner being. Your higher self is the supreme energy. Mm-hmm. You know, then you have it's not lower self, but you know, individual self, so to speak. And I do believe, of course, that everybody, there is what they call free will. So even though I give you the information, you'll have to figure out what you do with that information. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I'm not going to try to tell people what to do. But I will say, I will suggest, because of what I see or feel, that, you know, they should look into this or that, or, you know, try to believe in themselves again and not be so hard on themselves. And you know, there's so much involved. It's like, I always tell people, it's like being a musician. Someone says, you could be on demand. You say, get up there and sing a song. Like Lady Gaga, she could get up there and she could sing the song. I could get up and just do the reading. I don't have to think about it. Mm. I don't have to practice for it. I don't have to be totally fresh and awake for it. I just do it. That's what I do. You know, it's a gift.
Yeah, but some people just connect in different ways, and I was curious about the way your
you
process.
You know what it is? It's so natural for me because I'm such a young kid. You know, nowadays people just, they use the cards, and they just use the cards.
Yeah.
Or people want to be a medium, and they're just a medium. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, everybody could do great things with what they do, you know. But I do everything. It's all inclusive.
Yep, you do cover a lot of ground.
You get the Betty vacation in a half an hour, you come to my office, I'll let you know it all. Oh, someone asked me the other day, oh, my God, oh, do you know Valerie or do you know Duchess in Portsmouth? And I says, please. They're nice people, I'm sure, but they are gypsies. They're all cousins. And the one thing I don't like about what the gypsies do is they tell you you have bad luck, you have a dark cloud over
you. They do that.
They do all that. And then they say, if you give me $500 or they give me $1,000, I'll take away the bad luck from you. I'll take away the curse. If they ever say that, run. If you go in and someone tells you that, leave.
I think
it's bad juju.
It is bad juju. Bad mojo, too.
So let's have some good mojo. Anything new for me?
Well, now you're like a Superman. Now that you've had the surgery, you could do anything you want to do.
Oh, please. Anything. Please, don't tell him that, Benny.
Oh, yeah, he's going to become like a young guy again.
Oh, jeez. Yeah.
I'm half metal now from one thing or another. So
a lot of people are.
So I'm not special in that regard, I know. Yeah.
No, but you'll be able to. Yep. You have a lady friend at the time, right now?
Right this very moment? No.
Well, I'm sure you'll have a nice lady friend soon, and you'll be able to do what young people do and have fun.
I am a young people, so I should be able to do what young people do.
Well, all a matter of perspective.
Do I have a little project I've been thinking about? Is it going to be a success or a failure, or should I bother with it?
You know it'll be a success. You just got to find the time to do it.
Okay.
Got to be a little disciplined about it.
Okay.
And then it'll work.
And then it'll work.
Yeah. All right. It'll take a little time, but it'll work.
Okay.
That's
I got time.
That's a good thing. Yeah. That's a good thing. Yeah. What about you? Do you have any projects, Lynn?
Yeah, I've got an iron or two in the fire. Yeah.
Yeah. The thing with you is that you think a lot about what you do to a point of you might get in your own way sometimes.
Oh, jeez. Really? I'm awful.
Time
I hate myself.
Have you heard that before?
No. You can get things done. You just can't do six things at once, though.
Oh, I've been known to do that, but they all come out terrible.
We just take two or three and do it.
Yeah, I do sometimes feel overwhelmed with tasks.
Well, you take it on.
I take it on?
Well, because you don't believe other people can do it. So you figure I got to do it myself.
Yeah, that's generally the way it goes. How about you, Jim?
Just my ongoing projects, things that I do with my church and my music.
What church do you go to?
The Episcopal Church.
Oh, that's nice. I like Episcopal churches. Yeah. I mean, I grew up Lutheran, and then I went to the Episcopal Church.
Very close.
Yeah. Well, I believe that the Episcopal Church of today is like the Lutheran Church of yesterday. Hmm. Now the Lutheran Church is very modern, very modern. But and then the Episcopal Church of today is also similar to the Catholic Church.
The Episcopal Church is like the middle way.
The middle way.
Yeah, it's our services essentially are the same as the Catholic Church, but with our own prayer book, and we don't answer to Rome.
No, I know.
Yeah.
Believe me.
Doesn't mean we don't listen to him, but we don't have to answer to him.
Well, when I first moved here from New York years ago, back in the early 80s, I grew up Lutheran. And then when I moved up here, the Lutheran church was very modern. It was too much. I ended up going to the Episcopal church for quite a while.
Well, the Episcopal,
in York, Maine.
The Episcopal church is pretty modern now.
I think all religions are the same. It's just different interpretation and different ways of doing things.
They all have the basic tenets of belief, which is brotherly love, treat other people respectfully, the way you want to be treated. It's the dogma that...
Well, that's the law of karma anyway. What goes around comes around, right?
Yeah, but I think they're divided by the dogma, which is created by man, basically, is what I think. Do we have another call? Okay. So moving away from church... But in sort of a churchly direction, I wanted to ask you, how do you read the signs of loved ones or ghosts or whatever that are around you? How do you know someone is trying to contact you?
Well, some of the simple things, not necessarily simple, but a lot of the usual things that happen. People will see dimes on the ground, sometimes
that's
pennies
true. Yeah.
On the ground. This
What's
morning,
the significance of that?
This morning after the funeral, we went, to the VFW to have sandwiches and everybody get together with coffee and desserts and so forth. And my friend found, and they had just been swept, and she found this penny right on the floor right there. And she knew that was a sign from the departed one that just happened.
Yeah, I've heard other people say that.
Yeah, dimes, pennies.
Yep.
Then there's also like when you see cardinals, red cardinals.
Oh, red cardinal birds, yeah.
Yeah, different kinds of birds that...
Usually they have a significance to the dearly departed.
Of course they do. Yeah. But what can happen is the actual spirit can go into the bird.
I know.
Temporarily, not
yeah.
for good.
Yeah.
Temporarily. I'll give you an example. This woman, years ago, her husband, just before he passed away, he said to her, he was a bird watcher, and he loved the big birds, you know. So yeah, and he said, I'm going to come back to you as a bird of prey to show you that I'm all right. Hmm. And so she goes, okay, my love. After 2 weeks after his passing, she was doing the dishes in the kitchen, and there was a bird feeder right outside. And all of a sudden, this big owl appeared.
Ooh,
sitting,
an owl.
Sitting on this perch. Uh-huh. That never happens. The owl literally sat there for a half an hour and let her take photos and everything. I actually have a photo.
A half an hour.
A half an hour.
That's very unusual.
And she knew that this was her husband coming to see her to let her know that he's okay and everything's fine. And, you know, it's amazing because I think, you know, after we pass, I think you could only say certain things. Like people come in the dream state or they, you think you see them. But you can, the only thing that really you really could say is, I'm okay. Mm. Ask one out of four people will say to you, that's what they hear. I'm okay, I'm fine. Okay. Or the departed one smiles at you, looks good. That's how they are on the other side.
Yeah.
Right? And sometimes, though, some people are so depressed about their loved ones going that they imagine weird stuff, like they don't look good or something like that, or they have weird dreams because they're so, they don't want to let go of their loved one at all, right? This woman said, don't tell me my husband's going to stay in heaven. He has to stay with me. Oh. I'm like, it's going to be all right, dear. He'll stay with you as long as he can. I mean, you know.
Probably until she adjusts to the idea that he's, well, no longer in the body.
Now, Willie, have you had an experience in your dream state ever from a loved one who's passed?
You know, I do not remember dreams.
Not at all?
At all.
Do you ever see, like, it looks like a spirit's passing you at night or anything like that? Or
no, but I was just sitting here thinking about something. I think I mentioned this to you once before. I'm sure it didn't start out as a dream. I got woken up by piano music.
Wow.
And, you know, I mean, it may have started in his dream, but then I know I was awake. And
did your mother play the piano? Or?
That was the question, exactly.
I just got your mother playing the piano.
She played
that's
the piano.
That's what I envisioned just now.
And it was, what I heard was, it was kind of like classical music. And
it was your mother.
And she used to play Beethoven's Moonlight Sonata.
She was playing, and she always looked
and
very
I would always ask her, play that, you know.
Yeah, she was good. And, she was real good.
That's amazing, Patty. He had told me that before.
I did?
Willie had told me. You were right on.
Yeah,
but,
exactly.
She didn't always like to sing, though, did she? She didn't think she was great of a singer, but she was okay, right?
Wasn't much of a singer.
Yeah, she didn't really sing very much, no.
Yeah, she just told me that. Yeah. She liked to play the piano, but she didn't sing because she didn't think she was that great.
That's amazing.
Yeah, she played piano in her younger years, and then later on in life, after not having played it for many years, she got a piano and she played around on it.
Did she have, like, a light-colored hair? What was her hair color?
Gray.
Gray. Did she wear it up ever? Or
not really.
Was it shorter?
Kind of short, yeah.
When she was younger, her hair was brown.
Okay.
When she was
she
younger,
wore,
yeah.
She wore it kind of short.
Yeah.
Okay.
But never up.
No.
Okay.
No, not up, no.
But see, I just got a picture of her in a past life when it was the Victorian age. I'm serious. Mm. And she was playing the piano then, too. So she's done it a couple of times, couple of lifetimes. So I think she was more or less a natural at it. She didn't have to study that much to do it?
I don't know. I don't know.
But she just played naturally. So she was natural talent.
So that was her signal to me that.
For sure.
Hey, it's cool.
For sure.
I'm good.
My father, this is something, he came to me many years ago.
Your father?
My father came to me and he goes, Betty, I'm going to come and get you when it's your time. So I said, Dad, not for a while, huh?
Don't hurry.
Why did he come and give you that message? I mean, how long had he been gone when he told you that?
This was about 15 years ago.
But how long had he been gone at that time when he told you that?
Probably about 15 years. 15 years or so.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
Hey.
But anyway.
Yeah,
you know,
so I'd tell him.
No, my father's just being nice. What happens is when you're about to go, usually, believe it or not, the father comes to get you. I'm just telling you. Mm. I've heard this from so many people. They call out, you know, to their father.
Don't you think it's because mostly women come to you, so it was their father? You don't have a lot of men come to you, right?
You crack me up. Holy crap. No, I think I would say 1 out of 10 women, and 1 out of 10 people is a male client. Yeah, 1 out of 10 people.
Okay, and even the men say that their father comes to get them? Or have you taken a poll? Do you know, Betty?
Most of the time it's the father that comes.
Really?
But, you know, your husband could come, yes. Your wife could come, you know. But I'm just telling you this out of experience.
Yeah.
To see a lot of people, it's happened more than most of the time. And
good. Well, I'm glad you told your father where to get off.
No. I just said not yet. That's all
yes,
I said.
Yes, I know.
My dad, I love you, Dad. No.
I
my father and
you,
I were very close.
But I'm not in a hurry.
Yeah, very close.
Hurry.
Very
yeah.
close. Everything's good.
Well, it's okay to see him. Just don't come and get me yet.
Right. So anyway,
boy.
The number is 603-430-9722. And in the meantime, I believe Jim wants to ask you something else.
Okay.
We brought up dreams. And
yes. What you asked Willie, if he'd ever had a spiritual vision like that in a dream.
You did too?
I have. And I was recently trying to explain to somebody the difference between that type of a dream, a regular dream, and a ghost. And I told them this is not a ghost, and it's not imaginary. It's a real experience.
What happened to you?
Well, you're going to think I'm silly, but it was my cat.
And what did the cat do?
The poor old guy died, and about a week later, he came back to let me know he was all right. And he was young and sleek and strong, and I woke up, and I was so happy. And I knew that it was more than just a dream. It was real.
Was that Skippy?
No,
Skippy.
My old cat Jasper.
Jasper.
Many times in a reading, people, you know, spirit people have passed. They tell me to tell my client, you know, that whether or not it be their daughter or their son or their husband or wife, that they have the family pet with them. Okay, so actually, animals a lot of the time are with the loved ones. And look good, just like people look their best in heaven.
Yeah, but I also believe that animals have a soul.
Of course they do.
And if you love something enough, it doesn't die. And that is the answer.
Yeah, and
to what the afterlife is.
Are you kidding me?
My
husband sometimes hears my cat, meowing, sort of, you know, in the room. Of course, yeah. They come to visit. In fact, a lot of dogs actually help the spirit be able to find their way back after they come and visit. Or I see them a lot of the time with their owners, you know, in heaven, going through the woods or doing whatever, the whole thing. Cats, dogs, you know. I don't know about more than cats and dogs. I have seen horses. I have seen some farm animals. But most of the time it's cats, dogs, and horses.
This was such a real experience. That I know it wasn't just a dream.
Loved your cat very much.
Oh, I loved him.
And the cat was like your child, and that's why you...
Well, he wasn't like a child, but he was like a best friend.
Okay, well, a best friend.
And, to try and explain it to somebody who hasn't had the experience, there's no common point of reference.
How do you think I feel? Try to explain stuff to people, and they look at me like, yeah, right.
Yeah, that's a good point.
The story goes, my guru said... If you tell someone what a hot fudge sundae tastes like, they will not know until they taste it for themselves. Mm-hmm. So until you have that experience, how do you know?
Yep.
Experience
is explain it.
Teaches you, right?
Yep.
I mean, even faith, unless you feel faith in something, sometimes people just don't have the faith.
Mm-hmm.
But when they have it, even people who don't believe in ghostly experiences, and when they finally do, it's like, wow. It's like they're blown away. More like than the door comes off the hinges. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So my call is, nobody's calling, huh?
No, what happened? 603-430-9722.
They're falling asleep.
We only got a few more minutes. You can stay up a little bit longer. give us a call. Betty's looking for your questions.
So, Betty, how about animal ghosts? Have you seen any? Animal spirits?
Well, yeah, I see my cat. My cat comes around.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah. And I've had people who literally feel their cat or their dog in their lap.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm not kidding.
Yeah, oh, Jim and Willie have.
That's a, believe it or not, a more common experience than you think. People feel their cats like right there and stuff like that.
You know, jumping on the bed, walking on the bed. Yeah.
Yeah, we both felt that after one of just before one of our cats passed away. I felt the cat jump up on the foot of the bed several times.
If you want on the holiday, put a little dish of food out for them and invite them on a holiday to have something to eat.
On a holiday.
And they could end up eating that in heaven. Okay. Holiday or special occasion.
Okay.
The same thing for your loved ones, of course. You could invite them and they could actually eat what you're eating in heaven. My guru told me that, so it's
so
definitely true.
They can share a hamburger with me. And...
Well, if that's what you want to eat. But you can think of something a little more creative. How about some spaghetti and meatballs?
All right, that'll work.
Or cheese sandwiches, grilled
cheese sandwiches.
Do you love grilled cheese?
He does.
Oh, grilled cheese sandwiches.
Do you have the tomato soup with it too?
Oh, boy, now you're talking.
I know. We used to do that when we were kids.
Yeah.
My husband likes to make the grilled cheese, and then he puts a little bit of butter on top.
Oh, yeah.
I know. Yeah. Uh-huh. With the, and then cream tomato soup.
Yes. Luscious. Mm-hmm. Well, since we've got a second.
And now I'm getting hungry.
No. one of my first experiences with Betty was, well, there were two. One was I went to see you before I got a job, like in 1988.
Yeah.
And you told me that I was going to get a good job, and it wound up being a good job. I was there for like 9.5 years. So that was really terrific. And then once I finally had that job, I had like a little housewarming at my place, and I asked Betty to come over. And she read for some four of my guests. But anyway, while she was upstairs doing the readings, she came down in between guests, and she said to me, your clients, whatever, and she said, you know, the little boy up in that bedroom is really active.
Yeah.
And I said, what little boy?
Oh, boy.
I said, because I really didn't think the place was haunted. She says, yeah, there's a little boy up in that second bedroom. So after you had told me that, Betty, I did some research, and I talked to the neighbors, and I found out that a little boy, in fact, had hung himself in the house.
Jesus, God bless him.
Yeah. I had asked the owner before I bought the house if the place was haunted, and twice she said no, it was not. And she said that she had never had any experiences in that house, but I come to find out the owner's previous to her is when it happened.
You want to hear something, really something? My father and my mother, they were looking for a place in Long Island to live, and there was this house, a really nice house, but they said it's haunted. And we could give it to you for a very good deal. Well, they bought that. Oh, my God, with the house haunted. But, I mean, you know, eventually, we got used to it.
Did it work out?
Well, yes, because eventually we kept telling this lady to go and be happy in heaven. And she finally went. But then we had this, like, really... not a poltergeist, just a very frisky ghost. Do
so
crazy
things.
Things
moved and made noise.
One night my mother woke up and she heard, it was so weird, there was a big thing, bottle of marbles, and the ghost put it down the stairs. And my mother comes out and she goes, now you cut it out. We have to get some sleep. Now we got to clean up the darn marbles. You know.
No kidding, the ghost did that.
Oh. You know what happened? This is a real clincher. I had a walkie doll. Remember the walkie dolls?
Oh, yes.
This doll, something was wrong with the doll.
Uh-oh.
And
I
used to have the doll.
Probably a possessed toy.
She used to sleep in the bed. You know, she was in the bed with me, you know. She pushed me out of bed several times, right?
That's kind of scary.
So one night, I put her in the closet. And she was in a certain position. And then when the next morning, she was in another position. So my mother said, we're going to go put her up in the attic. So she puts her up in the attic, and she puts a sheet over her. Well, my friend came over, you know, to visit, and she said, oh, I hear you tell me that the attic is haunted. I said, yeah, don't be surprised if you find a dead body up there.
Oh, jeez.
Well, I knew she was going to accidentally fall on top of, because psychically I knew she'd fall on top of the doll, feel through the sheet, and start screaming. So sure enough, she did that, and she was running down the street, and they didn't catch up with her for about 10 blocks.
Oh,
but I
on.
Thought that was funny, but you know.
Jeez,
I mean, it's a kid thing, you know.
Yeah.
But I psychically knew that she was going to somehow find the doll.
Betty, do you think that that doll was possessed or obsessed?
It was a little
whatever?
Bit weird. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't like to use the word possessed because that's really
haunted, then. A haunted object.
Yeah, it was a little bit, yeah.
But
not
pushed
well.
Pushed you out of bed?
Twice.
As a little girl, I take it, right?
Yeah, I was about 11, 10.
Gee whiz. What did you do? Didn't you want to really get rid of the doll? I mean, how long did you have
well,
it
that's why
you
my mother
put
her up in the attic. But, you know, it cost so much money for my mother to buy the doll, she didn't want to throw it out right away.
So, but like, it wasn't even a secondhand doll.
No.
She had purchased it new for you.
I know, and these crazy movies about Chucky came out.
Truly, I know. I mean, stuff like that does
but there's
happen.
Some, I've heard stories about these walkie dolls, some of them. Strange stuff. But it's okay. You know, when we were kids, we'd come home from school, and we'd wait for our parents to get home from work and sit on the stoop outside because we didn't want to go
that.
In the house sometimes. Yeah.
But, you know, we're out of time.
Oh,
but
right?
Speaking of dolls, that reminds me, next week on the show, Norman, the doll that needed to be locked away.
Who's that?
Stephen Lancaster will be our guest next week on the show. And that's a very interesting...
You might want to give a listen. It's a real creepy story.
It's quite a story about,
really?
about a haunted doll.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I hope I could come back on again at some
point. Oh, absolutely.
Point. Oh, well, we were going to get to that, but yeah, definitely. We'll have
to
back
on. Because I have fun
on.
With you guys.
Yes.
And I'll have good dreams tonight. Hopefully you will, too.
Yes.
And website, phone number, whatever you want to...
603-436-2412, BettyLipton@AOL.com, the website... www.thezodiaczone.com. Hope to see you soon.
Terrific. Thanks,
all right, Betty. Thank
okay.
you very much for joining us again. And that's Spirit Radio, the Paranormal Experience.
And everyone, thanks for listening. You have a good evening. You have been listening to Spirit Radio, the Paranormal Experience, with your hosts, Willie Hassel and Lynn Nickerson, on the Paranormal UK Radio Network.
In this one of many possible worlds, all for the best, or some bizarre test, it is what it is.